Wow. What a crazy day. All right. It is crazier now. Let's look through the window of baseball. I'm sure it's clear where he is, and that is with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, and I've just learned it's actually going to be Walter Johnson today, and a real tribute to Washington baseball history.
Really? Honestly, it's gone back and forth at least four different times. And finally, I said, let me text Ron Wotus and see if he's available. And he claims, I assume he knows, that it is A.J. Cole in the first game against Stratton. So, and good for Stratton. Why would you want to put him in against? Come on. Why would you want to do that to the kid?
Yeah, Scherzer's unbelievable, and I think he's going to be especially good today. That team's kind of reeling. They've got so many injuries. You know, the Harper thing was terrible. And that's a little less pressure, and it'll be interesting to watch Stratton just in general, no matter who he's going against.
What do you think's going to happen here? And I don't know if we touched on it enough yesterday, but, you have the Marlins, the Sale, Stanton, and all that stuff, and, you know, the Giants looking for a hitter. You know, what do you think is going to happen with Miami?
Well, if I'm Derek Jeter, to quote Reggie Miller, if I'm this, if I'm that, if I'm Socrates or Plato, or but if I'm Derek Jeter and I just bought the Marlins, the first thing I want to do is make sure I've got Stanton is not going anywhere, just to make that clear. Now, if they're looking another way, the Giants should try anything they can to get him in. They can afford the contract. They've got the money. But it would take a lot more than that to get him. You know, it seems inconceivable that the Giants would get Stanton. I'm just throwing out there that, A, there's no reason he should go anywhere, but you keep hearing that he might, and the Giants have to at least be in on that.
Well, we'll see what happens. But I know in Miami they're very excited about Bruce Sherman coming in and the prospect of having, you know, the Derek Jeter there and just getting that professional approach to baseball and not having, you know, it's almost like, well, I don't want to say the A's or Charlie Finley days or whatever, but, you know, where you just didn't have that foothold and everyone was halfway out the door. You know, you got to get rid of that.
Well, yeah, the team's whole history is a pretty much dubious ownership, and amazingly, they've had great seasons, you know, championship seasons, and then, you know, before you know it, that whole team has just disappeared, and they've got a pretty good team now, you know, anchored by Yelich and Stanton. Yelich is another guy I'd hate to see go if I'm a Miami fan, but I think the bottom line is with Jeter in charge, it's going to be different and it's going to be good. And they're going to be looking at long-term stuff, you know, building teams with young talent, just the way Jeter experienced it with the Yankees in the late 90s. And I think it's just really encouraging that Jeter's the front man after looking at Jeffrey Lurie and Samson for all these years.
Well, the Cubs lose again last night. Arizona wins the game. St. Louis wins again, Bruce. And all of a sudden, those two teams are tied. We finally have a race. You know, this is what we love about baseball is you get to August, and this is where sort of like, I don't want to use the metaphor of hurricanes, but, you know, the spawning of the great races happens right now in August, just like in the Caribbean. You'll see a lot of storms coming together. But we finally got a race in the Central.
Yeah, I like the Caribbean storm angle. That's good.
I lived in Miami. Trust me.
In fact, it's clouding up out here in Half Moon Bay. So
I used to track hurricanes from the Miami Herald.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, well, you know, you had your plot and you'd follow it. Yeah, because, you know, there was action in Miami. You always had something.
Oh, God,
going on.
Yeah. You need to know what's coming for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the only race we've got in the National League. The other two are completely over. Cubs-Cardinals is tremendous. I mean, that's the history of the National League, those two teams going at it. And, you know, I still I agree with you that that's going to come down to that. But right now, you know, Milwaukee's right there. And Pittsburgh, even if they've lost McCutchen and Polanco, I'm not sure for how long, but they're playing without those two guys right now. But, you know, thank goodness we have it. I mean, the wild card race is sort of compelling, but because it's, you know, Arizona and Colorado, the Giants fans, they've had enough with the Dodgers running away with it, you know, let alone have two other teams from the division get into the wild card game.
Well, Stanton's got 41 homers now. Bellinger's got 34. Votto's got 31. And batting averages, Justin Turner, boy, he looks like something out of Paul Bunyan, doesn't he? Out of the upper Minnesota somewhere. 344, Blackman 338, Murphy 329, Harper, we can check on him in just a second. But those are the guys leading for the batting title. It's a pretty good race.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Turner, he's amazing. You know, the Mets cut him loose, and he never really knew why. There were some whispers about something about some negative stuff coming out about him. I don't think it was anything really serious, like he did criminal behavior, but they weren't that into Justin Turner, and now he shows up in L.A. The first thing he does, my wife noticed this, is he spreads dirt on the back of his jersey. If you look at him, he's got a big patch of dirt there. he gets dirty, you know, in the morning in his bathroom, but you know, mostly, and this is one of those launch angle guys who has completely flourished while maintaining a good batting average, which is exactly what you want. You want the home runs, but you want the average too. He's leading everybody in baseball except for Altuve in the American League. I love watching him hit. I mean, the Dodgers, you know, when you get Turner and Puig and Bellinger and Seager, you know, they're the dreaded Dodgers, but they're fun to watch from an objective standpoint.
Well, who knows what's going to happen? And as I said yesterday with Darvish, and we did that short list of pitchers who debut with 10 or more strikeouts, Darvish becomes important because I said it last night on the talk back. And I had an old-fashioned rain delay talk last night.
Oh, yeah.
With Dave Fleming. We talked for about an hour and a half about all aspects of baseball. Because, Bruce, I want to segue into this. This is a better discussion. Of rain delay discussions of announcers. They would keep it for 3 hours and just talk about things about baseball.
Yeah, that's probably the greatest challenge in baseball broadcasting. I mean, you know, there's obviously an art to storytelling during an inning. You know, don't do it with two out and two strikes, et cetera. Know when there's going to be a little bit of a gap. And, you know, I mean, I grew up with Vin Scully, which is you know, equivalent to Giants fans growing up with Lon Simmons or John, you know, and Dave Fleming is great. And I'm sure, you know, he's very opinionated and he's very smart. I'm sure that was a great conversation that you had. But for me, it was Vin Scully. And, you know, in those days, if there was a three-hour rain delay, he wasn't on the air the whole time. This station would go off and do some other things. But they would always come back to him. And, boy, you talk about a guy that never ran out of stories. I mean, he would, if it got really to the point of what am I going to say here, he'd start telling you about the history of the other team. You know, he'd tell you stories that he remembers from the Brooklyn days or who knows what, and they were always crystal clear and funny and really well told. And then John Miller is invaluable that way, right, too. I mean, if it really comes to it, you know, let him bust out his impressions. You know?
Well,
let's hear Vin Scully in Japanese. You know?
Really, I told that to John. I said, now, why don't you keep it for a couple hours one time? So, oh, no, Marty, I can't do that. So whatever. But I had fun with it, and we keep it here. So basically,
yeah.
And believe me, Bruce, 3 hours of rain delay. It was something else. But all right, we got to run. We've got the doubleheader today. Let's play three because they did end the game in the early morning hours of Sunday last night. So we're playing three today. As Ernie Banks said, let's play three.
Why not? I think four would be better. It's a couple doubleheaders, morning doubleheader, evening doubleheader.
All right. Well, you know where you'll find me all day, and that's a good day of baseball. So I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, Marty. Thanks a million.
That's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.